Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is returning to the Middle East this week on his 12th visit since the Israel-Hamas war erupted last year. It will be his first trip since the ouster of Syrian President Bashar Assad, which has sparked new fears of instability in a region now racked by three conflicts despite a ceasefire agreement in Lebanon. Speaking about the situation in Syria, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the fall of the Assad regime brings uncertainty, but also opportunity for Syria.
We also see some signs of hope, and signs of hope namely coming from the end of the Syrian dictatorship. The UN is totally committed to supporting a smooth transition of power with an inclusive political process in which the rights of all minorities will be fully respected and paving the way towards a united, sovereign Syria with its territorial integrity fully reestablished.
As for Blinken, he's expected to be in Jordan and Turkey Thursday and Friday for talks expected to focus largely on Syria, but also touch on long elusive hopes for a deal to end the fighting in Gaza. That was audio of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arriving at a Tel Aviv court Wednesday for the second day in his long-running corruption trial. He has criticized the Israeli media for what he called its leftist stance and accused journalists of having hounded him for years because his policies did not align with a Palestinian state. He is Israel's first sitting prime minister to be charged with a crime. The UN General Assembly overwhelmingly approved resolutions Wednesday demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and expressing support for the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees that Israel has moved to ban. Palestinian medical officials said Israeli strikes in northern and central Gaza killed at least 33 people overnight and into Wednesday. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Wednesday, in testimony before a Republican-led committee, defended the 2021 U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan as an ending of the country's longest war that freed resources for other conflicts. Reuters' Jillian Kitchener.
On Wednesday, Blinken started off by acknowledging Gold Star families of service members killed in the Afghan war and was interrupted by protesters demanding an end to bloodshed in Gaza.
Committee will suspend.
Chairman Michael McCaul, a Republican, blasted the administration for the deaths of 13 Americans in August 2021 and for thousands of Afghans who worked with U.S. forces who could not be evacuated as the Taliban took over.
You ignored the warnings of collapse by your own personnel.
Blinken said every American who wanted to leave Afghanistan has been given the opportunity to leave, and thousands of Afghans have been resettled internationally.
FBI Director Chris Wray says he will step down from his post early next year. This is after Republican President-elect Donald Trump signaled his intent to fire the veteran official and replace him with firebrand Kash Patel. More from Reuters' Alex Cohen.
In an all-employee town hall at FBI headquarters, Wray said it was not an easy decision.
After weeks of careful thought, I've decided the right thing for the Bureau is for me to serve until the end of the current administration in January and then step down.
Wray was appointed by Trump to a 10-year term in 2017. His resignation makes him the second straight FBI director driven out by Trump, who during his first term in office fired Wray's predecessor James Comey after souring on him over the FBI's investigation into alleged contacts between Trump's 2016 campaign and Russia.
The Pentagon says Russia could launch its lethal new intermediate-range ballistic missile against Ukraine again soon. Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh cited a U.S. intelligence assessment and telling reporters Wednesday that an attack could come in the coming days. She says the U.S. does not consider the missile a game-changer on the battlefield, but that Russia is using the weapon to intimidate Ukraine as both sides wrestle for an advantage that will give them leverage in any negotiations to end the war. The leaders of Ethiopia and Somalia have agreed to hold technical talks to resolve a dispute sparked by Ethiopia's deal with Somalia's breakaway region of Somaliland. A joint declaration by the two was released in Turkey on Wednesday after the leaders had separate meetings with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stops. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.